John Parker from the Gippsland Trades and Labour Council. You'd want to get some of those jobs here. You'd want to get the solar powered construction jobs here, the wind power. You've heard what Russell Broadbent is saying. How do you feel about that? You've been trying to get some positive plan going for the Latrobe Valley.
Well, we've got a number of problems, and when we talk about the power stations in the Latrobe Valley, there was two of the power stations, and privatisation caused a massive problem to the Latrobe Valley. It didn't just cause the job losses. What it did was stopped innovation completely in its tracks. The power companies which have come in have actually just taken the money out of the area and hasn't reinvested it. What was promised was that there would be new investments. The power companies, the privatisation would bring about new investment. The SEC would have closed Hazelwood in 2005, and then they would have built Driffield, and Flynn was the next one to be built. Two new power stations. The power companies, which is in the Latrobe Valley, owe us two new power stations. Unfortunately, and it's like a lot of things, the social contract for brown coal, as it stands, has stopped. What I've said to the coal industry is what they need to do is come up with technologies which is better than gas. Because if it doesn't come up with better than gas, it won't get off the ground. Banks won't invest in it, and governments won't invest in it. I don't think even Tony Abbott would build a coal-fired power station in the Latrobe Valley if it wasn't better than gas.
Because
you would lose your seats in the inner suburbs of Melbourne. And
the suburbs of Melbourne, John, as you know, have to have the power. They switch on those reverse cycle air conditioners, which you know all about, and there would be mayhem in this country if they couldn't press that button.
But it wouldn't be. There isn't mayhem in the suburbs of Melbourne with the closing of the power stations as it stands, because
it's driving the closure of International Power Hazelwood. Yeah. I think that is fair to say.
Melbourne in the suburbs are driving that.
Adam Bandt was on in his press conference yesterday, thanked his electorate for that.
And one of the problems is, of course, as Russell just said, what people have to understand, Hazelwood is only needed about 20% of the time. It's only needed 20% of the time. That 20%, of course, if the baker or the Pizza Hut or whoever's running the fridges start to close in Melbourne for 20% of the time, it causes mayhem. One gas-fired power station will wipe out Hazelwood. It would make it uneconomical. So when I look at it, I look at it from a political point of view. I go, these power stations are going to close. How do we get investment? What we've had for the last 10 years in Gippsland is a stagnant economy. There hasn't been new investment. The banks have all told me they would not invest in the power industry. The other thing is that when we look at China and India, their innovations are driving forward, and their economies are totally different. You can't compare China and saying, well, China's got new innovation. China will close a power station tomorrow if they think that it's needed, because they're a regulated economy. They just say, well, you'll do this. It's not driven by market forces. So it's a totally different economy, and what we've got to do is we've got to be innovative. We're losing manufacturing jobs. We're losing the new clean technology jobs to those overseas. We can do that here far better if we start to motivate ourselves. But we haven't done that. We haven't been getting up off our toes and starting to look at industry plans. There's no power plan, and there's no industry plan for Victoria.
Okay, so the announcement yesterday from the government, has that given you the impetus now to get going?
Well, what it has done is given us it's given us the incentive to say there is a price on carbon. irregardless of, we can sit down and put our thumb in our mouth and talk about it, or we can get on with the job. And it, we need to get on the job. Gippsland is a great place and has great, it has great resources. It has the coal. Eventually the coal will be used in a whole raft of other things. Over the next, between now and 2050, there is a race on. We're going to meet peak oil in amongst all that. We're going to have peak phosphate in amongst all that. So by the time, over the next 20 to 30 years, we have to start to look at new technologies and new innovations. If we don't get ourselves into that race, we will be left behind, irregardless, and we'll just be a similar economy to Greece or Spain.